Eco-conscious and you to discontinue lighting Sheridan Road. It's the Flipside Radio News. This is Beauregard McJenkins reporting. As the Northwestern Green Cup continues to furiously rage somewhere in the back of students' minds, school officials have announced that to do its part for the environment, Northwestern will cease lighting Sheridan Road at night and discontinue Safe Ride service for the rest of the quarter. Declan Large, Northwestern's newly named Green Czar, outlined his rationale for the unilateral decision.
Well, there's the obvious. Lights and gasoline require fossil fuels at some point. But the other night, after being mugged and beaten on Sheridan, a thought occurred. Sheridan Road is already by far the most dangerous spot on campus, so think of all the good we could do by pushing it over the edge. A few student murders would really help to lower our carbon footprint. Think about it. One less mouth to feed. One less prick taking a 20-minute shower every morning.
Although campus environmental groups were quick to welcome the decision, some students have wondered whether the university might have ulterior motives in play, concerns that Declan Large was quick to address.
Oh, yeah, you're all fucking idiots.
When pressed, Large elaborated further.
Look, by the time we face serious climate change, I intend to be long dead. But whenever a student complains about depleting fossil fuels or global warming or any of that other crap, Northwestern University, like all other institutions, starts seeing dollar signs. We can cut down your utilities, jack up your tuition, and wear the biggest cheat-eating grin you ever saw while telling you it's all to save Mother Earth. They don't call it green for nothing.
In related news, Declan Large has announced that NU Health Services will be replacing expensive anesthetics with cheap Russian vodka, citing the evils of the pharmaceutical industry. For the Flipside Radio News, I'm Beauregard McJenkins.